Batesworth, 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Plaza. They just do an unbelievable job of taking care of their residents. I mean, they're outstanding at it. The answer is always yes. When you call down to the front desk, the food is outstanding. My mom's got a lot of good friends. It's a good life. I mean, you have lunch at 12 o'clock, then they have a movie at 1:30. You can work out, then take a nap, and then go to happy hour, then go to dinner, maybe watch another movie. But I'm telling you, I was with a guy the other night. He says, I'd move into the Gatesworth. And this guy was like 50 years old. So they do a lot of fun things at the Gatesworth. Let's see here. Bill and SoCo, darn it, Frankie got me again. There's no better joy than coaching your kids and watching them grow up. But it hurts to see it end. Yes, it does. It definitely does. All right, let's switch topics and welcome to the conversation the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong. Doug, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Very good. So much to discuss. First of all, can you give us your insight on how you look at the goaltending situation as we speak on this Wednesday morning?
Well, certainly, like our entire team, we need to improve in all areas, and I would say that's one. You know, not defending the goaltending, but the reality is that we give up far too many odd man rushes and great scoring opportunities, and I think we need to start playing from our goal line out to protect our goaltenders, to give us an opportunity to get deeper into games and not play from behind.
You know, last year when Jake Allen had some struggles, Martin Brodeur went to the bench and really got him out of it. I know Martin is not an assistant coach now, but is he playing a role, or has he tried to during this malaise for Jake?
Yeah, we're an organization, and you know, everybody works together. So he's working with Jake, and he's working with the goalie coach. And you know, we all want what's best for the whole organization, and everyone's doing what they can do to help out.
How do you, as a GM, have a direct role on the team's performance right now, or do you try to stay out of it? I know you have consistent conversations with your head coach. What is your role right now?
Well, Mike and I talk on a daily basis, but you know, as far as talking to the players, I think that's Mike's responsibility. We're around the team. We're monitoring what's going on. We're trying to get a sense, but you know, you might have some individual meetings, just but nothing more than allowing Mike and supporting Mike and trying to help him figure out what's going on.
I know Vladimir Tarasenko has caught a lot of heat over the last couple of weeks. I thought he was pretty active last night. How do you analyze the play of number 91?
Well, I think, you know, when he scores goals, you know, that's what he gets paid to do, and he had a couple last night. He's recently had a lot of looks, and they haven't been going in, but like our whole team, we need to be better, and it starts with our leadership group. And I thought, as Mike said, he felt they took a step in the right direction last night at different times. And you know, end of the day, Vladdy's going to end up with 30 to 35 goals, I would imagine. And but you know, as a group, it's just collectively not good enough.
How about the captain right now, Alex Pietrangelo? How do you analyze his season?
I would say it's been, you know, obviously it started out very well, like our whole team did. And then he, you know, probably is trying to do too much offensively, which is hurting him defensively. Again, I really believe that you get out of these funks by defending. It's not sexy. It's not attractive, but you can't play from behind all the time. And I think we have a group that's trying to make a difference offensively that's costing us defensively.
We're talking with Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the St. Louis Blues. This Western Conference, how do you see this thing with so many teams just battling for those seventh and eighth spots?
Yeah, it's going to go right down to the wire, obviously. We you look at there's usually multiple point games out there. The other night I was watching, and Anaheim-Edmonton ended up going into overtime. Minnesota-San Jose ended up going into overtime. You got some teams that are really starting to play well, and you know, we're not one of them. So we have to find a way to win a game here tonight to stop this slide and start to pull our way up.
Doug, almost every analyst after you made the trade said the Blues really did something special, really had a productive trade because you picked up a first and either a fourth and a prospect for a guy who you may only have for 20 more games. However, in the locker room, the players expressed disappointment. But give us your overall view on why this move had to be made.
Well, I'll start with the comments from the locker room. I would expect nothing else from the players. You know, they live in the here and now and today. And, I think we all would have been disappointed if they were they were content and happy that a productive player in their minds, and in my mind also, a productive player was leaving the organization with 20 games left. But my job is more than just the next 20 games. It's to keep a viewpoint on what we have moving forward. And, I believe that adding younger players, adding first-round picks was important. We had two last year. We weren't going to have one this year. Now we're going to have one, and we have our first next year. So we have to continue to build, and it was a difficult decision. And quite honestly, Frank, it wasn't something that I thought about doing, I would say, as far as even to February 15th. But, you know, as Bill Parcells says, you are what you are. And right now we're in the midst of a long losing streak, and it was a decision that we made for the betterment of the organization long term.
How would you describe the farm system right now? I mean, is it as good as it's ever been?
I think there's some really strong players there. We have a couple, obviously still a major junior at Kairou, who's, if not leading the Ontario Hockey League in scoring, is right up there in the front. He switches back and forth with one player, but Robert Thomas is a good player, and then we're excited about getting Costin and Tage Thompson, and so there's some positive signs there. But you know, in any sport, prospects are prospects. We need to turn them into players, but there's some real positive signs of some of our younger players looking like they're going to be not just NHL player, but solid NHL players.
You talked to me before about Thomas. Do you think he's a top six forward eventually in this league?
We believe that he should be able to be a 200-foot second line center as you know, when he matures. But again, maturing and 19 aren't the same things. You know, what we want to do is hopefully he plays well enough in camp that we can get he on the team, we can get Kairou on the team. Hopefully Tage Thompson has a great summer and can start on the team, and that's three young players into your group, and having Robbie Fabry back is another young player. So we're going to need to make sure we have some veterans. But I think that, you know, there's going to be opportunity for younger players to take grab of this thing moving forward.
What are the medical reports on Robbie Fabry? Is he on pace to be a full go next training camp?
That is all the indications are that he's on full pace. He's training up on a daily basis in Toronto, and we're excited at the information that we're getting. But again, he's had two knee surgeries for a young player, so it's going to be sort of a wait and see. We're hoping for the best, and I know he's putting the work in.
I know there's still time for Jake Allen to resurrect his season, and he'll get more opportunities. But Doug, have you thought about the possibility that he doesn't turn it around and you'd have to make a move in goal?
No, we need him to turn it around. Like I look at his numbers the last couple of years, regular season 9.29/15 save percentage, 9.35 save percentage in the playoffs. Even at the start of this year, you know, there was a lot of accolades about Jake, and for whatever reason, his game is not to the level that he needs to be at and we need to be at. But we have to show faith in him, and as you said earlier, we have to have Marty and Dave Alexander work with him, and we have to get him back.
And goaltenders in the system that you really like, can you tell us about one?
Yeah, Husso is a player that we drafted a few years ago in the fourth round. He's come over. He's playing very well in the American Hockey League right now. I think he's in the top three in save percentage, the top 10 in goals against average. He's played pro in Finland. So he's a player that we're excited about that is playing very good in San Antonio.
And then a final thought. I asked you this kind of before, but you're not going to address the team as a team, but you'll have individual meetings with some players to give some of your thoughts.
Yeah, nothing sort of scripted or organized, but we go on a Western road swing. I'm going to spend some time with the guys. You see them over coffee, you see them at different times, and there might be a couple of organized meetings, but again, it's talk is cheap right now. It's up to Mike to get these guys to focus in and getting to play. And Mike's role is to meet with these guys individually, and like in any organization, Frank, you have different dialogue, but there's going to be no sort of mandated meetings that everyone has a certain time slot.
Good stuff. Doug, good luck. We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, my friend. Take care.
All right. Doug Armstrong joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. You know what? I just have a tough time blaming Mike Yeo and Doug Armstrong. I know, you know, look, Armstrong did the shopping, as Bill Parcells likes to say, and Yeo is doing the coaching, but it's all on the players. How about you guys? What do you think?
Yeah, I do, and I always go back to that start. I mean, this wasn't like a good week to start the season, and then maybe you might regress to the mean and think, maybe this is who they are. This was a solid 2 months of really good hockey that we saw at the start of the season, and then just to plummet the way they have, especially over the last 2 weeks, losing 7 in a row and a number of these games being not competitive, is really hard to watch. And it just does lend credence to what's going on the ice. It's the players. I get injuries haven't helped, but just the overall lackadaisical play on the ice and not having anyone's back, seemingly, it has to fall mostly on the players.
What about Dave? What do you think?
Oh, I agree. It falls on the players. As Hitch and Army have liked to say, players play, coaches coach, and managers manage, but you have to factor in who brought these players in, who made the mix in that locker room. The Blues lost some significant leadership on the ice after the 2015-2016 season that saw the team make the run to the Western Conference Final.
But in a transition year, they come back and they're over 100 points and they win a playoff round.
But even in that transition year, you saw signs of it under Hitch. They were able to pull the fire the coach trick and a fresh bit of energy, kind of adrenaline boost from playing under Yeo, different style. Some guys felt rejuvenated. But what makes this much different than their skid last year under Hitch?
All right, we'll take a short timeout. Thoughts on the Blues, thoughts on the Tigers, the Billikens, watching your child play their last game in high school. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.